Separation will rarely last, and after a few years' marriage or couplehood, most people do not understand why they doted on their partner the way they did during their period of infatuation. But there is a reason why everything seems so rosy. Infatuation throws us into a state of mind different from our familiar one, a state of mind in which we are unable to be clear-headed. Some people use such expressions as being in the seventh heaven, being on cloud nine, or be blinded with love. Those expressions describe the state of mind one is thrown into quite well. One lets go of one's prosaic outlook, is blinded and loses contact with reality. Infatuation is even comparable to drug-taking. One feels intoxicated and delightfully weightless in the company of one's beloved when taking the drug, and the absence of one's beloved, the drug, will produce a sad feeling of emptiness. In such a state of intoxication, it is impossible to be clear-headed. One sees only the good points in the beloved one and will dismiss anyone who attempts to make one see straight. It is as if infatuation programs us to overlook unpleasant qualities in our beloved, no matter how obvious they are to others. People do not only have an unrealistic perception of the beloved one's character, they also have an unrealistic perception of their own ability and may easily promise each other far more than they can possibly do. They describe all the things they are willing to do for each other in the future, hoping that the other will be unable to resist and will eventually choose them, a kind of unconscious salesmanship. They do not do so because they want to cheat the other one in any way by selling a wrong commodity. Momentarily, they actually believe that they will show their beloved all the historic spots and take him or her to the theatre as Daniel intended to, for they do not know their own limits, and indeed, several couples will eventually realize that the things they promised are never going to materialize. Another characteristic of infatuated couples is their feeling of having much in common. They think they are very much alike and have tastes in common. All of a sudden, they may find the kind of music their partner likes incredibly beautiful, even if they never liked it before. The fact that the other likes something is enough to make oneself like it. For example, Hannah had never shown any interest in literature before, but when Daniel recited poems and passages from novels, she became deeply fascinated by this world, after which Daniel concluded that they had tastes in common. Recovering from infatuation, many partners who used to say that they were unbelievably alike will describe each other as very different persons. The reason why many will disregard their own tastes to engage themselves very intensely with those of the other during the period of infatuation is that they need affinity and intimacy. They want to be so closely bound up that they willingly let go of their own and give themselves up to their partner and his or her world just to be together. In this way, they make themselves believe they share so many things, and what differences there may be as to temperament, interests, and life aims melt away because of their wish to please, have affinity, and sell themselves to win their beloved. Infatuation is a wonderful feeling that delivers us from our humdrum everyday life. It brings out our good points and makes life bright and hopeful. We would not miss it for the world, and nor should we. As long as it is there, we should abandon ourselves fully to it and just enjoy it while it lasts. We only have to remember that it is all illusion. We have to remember that things will be back to normal, looking less rosy. What you can do is to moderate your expectations while giving yourself up to your beloved. If you are able to do so, you will protect yourself from those blows the future is sure to give you, because the more intense infatuation was, the more the couple's subsequent disappointment may be if they think the soaring reveries they have about each other's incredible qualities during infatuation are realistic. Dating. She wants a man and would like to have children, but where is he to be found and how is she to flirt with him? Jennifer does not have the slightest idea. Her female friends have met their sweethearts and husbands at college, at their workplace, at parties or during holidays. Jennifer has tried travels too.